You're listening to Vatican Radio. A meeting of Christian and Muslim leaders in the Jordanian capital concluded on Wednesday with a joint appeal for the release of the kidnapped Nigerian schoolgirls. Participants at the colloquium in Amman, which comes just ahead of Pope Francis's visit to the country, also call for greater solidarity and better religious education for children and young people. The two-day meeting was held under the joint patronage of Jordanian Prince El Hassan bin Talal, founder and president of the Royal Institute for Interfaith Studies, and Cardinal Jean-Louis Touron, president of the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue. In a concluding statement, participants also propose what they call a cultural decalogue for all those involved in education to promote the transmission of religious and moral values to the young generations. At the end of the meeting, I spoke with Prince El Hassan bin Talal about its achievements and about Pope Francis's forthcoming visit to the region.
After many years of interaction, I think that conversation was genuine and focused on the topics. The concept of religion and violence was discussed in the first session at Petra University, and in the second sessions, we had the opportunity of taking the whole question of educational challenges and religion in the context of the Decalogue. So there was a lot of hope in the conversations. And I'd like to say that the joint appeal that we now call a common declaration, but the joint appeal that focused on the importance of proper religious education was really a humanitarian appeal. And the fact that it has at the center of the construct the dignity of the human person was reflected in the way each of the participants expressed their respect and warmth over the concept of teaching by analogy rather than comparative religion, which, you know, to some might suggest as some kind of a competition. That was not, that sort of thing was not there at all. Everyone was deeply impressed with the tradition, history, and the desire to revisit the tradition and history of the other and of oneself.
You're talking about a decalogue. Can you explain to us the significance of this?
Well, the significance of it is that you have a monitor, if you will, or an observatory in these conversations for the next 10 years, whereby any new educational issues, for example, you've had in Europe the concept of the Bologna process for accreditation. My hope is that when we speak about integral education, we're basically talking about the importance of developing curiosity over the activity of the others. So in Geneva, for example, at the Foundation for Interfaith and Interreligious Dialogue, with which I've been associated since we worked with the then Cardinal Ratzinger and the late Metropolitan of Geneva, Patriarch Damaskinos, I want to say that the idea of graduate students working together by analogy to study the tradition of another, this is what I like to feel is the intellectual integrity that is coming out of this exercise. So you have a plethora of organizations all over the world studying religious this and religious that, but for the first time you have a Muslim-Christian authoritative conversation about how we measure the follow-up in real-life terms and in the context of pluralism.
Now, Pope Francis is shortly to make a visit to Jordan, to the Holy Land. Can I ask you how important this visit is for the Jordanian people?
Well, we look forward with great anticipation to this, and I think that Jordanians, and for that matter, the percentage of Christian Arabs in our part of the world is somewhat skewed given the large number of people who are leaving this part of the world. But that does not mean that with social media and the heavy media attention that Christian Arabs from the Levant, from the Near East, from Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, Palestine will not be glued to the television sets as they were. They have been in the past, of course, during the visit of Pope Benedict, but also I want to say that the revival of the meetings commemorating 50th anniversary, I was a young boy when Pope Paul VI met with Patriarch Athenagoras here, and I think the revival of this tradition is hugely important because it's also, in a sense, a meeting between Christianity in the West and Christianity in the East.
What impact do you think that meeting can have on relations not just between Christians there, but also in the wider context of interfaith dialogue?
Well, I think that we go beyond the visible signs of reconciliation and forgiveness to a discussion of the future. How do we overcome sectarianism? How do we eliminate negative portrayals of the other? And is there an obligation that we all have to taking a step into the unknown, in a sense? I mean, I recall in Toledo, 1492, and in Sevilla, 1492, we had Sepharad and Andalus. So here were Jews and Christians, Muslims and Christians apologizing to each other. I would like to see a focus on the future. I mean, for example, the University of Freiburg has started a course for training imams in Switzerland. And I just wonder whether this kind of interdisciplinarity benefiting from our shared knowledge is not necessary today, particularly with the torment that exists in the hearts of so many oppressed communities in our world in general and in the Arab world in particular.
What message do you hope that Pope Francis will bring specifically to your country, to Jordan?
A message of hope that in this highly materialistic world, that human dignity and the ethic of human solidarity rises above the hubbub, that we can work in terms of content together as human beings in respect for the fact that we only have one world. And honestly, considering the violence that is taking place all over the world today, we have to make a choice. Either we live for the sake of our children and our grandchildren, or we continue to be fractious. And I think that is exactly what Pope Francis has shown in his humanity, in his modesty, in his humility, a deep affinity with oppressed people all over the world.
My thanks there to Prince El Hassan bin Talal, founder and president of Jordan's Royal Institute for Interfaith Studies.